So the gospel comes from the sixth chapter from St. John's gospel, which is the famous bread of life discourse. And we've been reading, we started last week, and every day for this week we're reading different parts, a continuous reading of John chapter 6. And for us as Catholics, it's a foundational, it's the necessary scripture for us to know and to be familiar with. It started with Jesus multiplying the bread and the fish, where there's thousands and thousands of people and they only had a few pieces of bread, but God was able to make enough bread for everybody. And then the next scene is he's walking on the water. And then everyone starts to follow him, and he begins this conversation. It says he said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life." And he continues in the next few days to really reveal and to share more of what this means. Because if we remember the Old Testament, when the Israelites had left Egypt in slavery and they were walking through the desert, they got really hungry and they were complaining. So God provided bread for them, manna, food in the desert. And just before the passage we had today, Jesus was saying that he is the real bread, and that if whoever eats him will never hunger. And they said, "Give us this bread always. We never want to be hungry, God. Give us this bread." And again, he says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst." That what we have in the Holy Eucharist is everything that we will ever need. That we will never be hungry. And it's not just a physical hunger. And this is where Jesus was trying to teach the crowds and the disciples that we can't just live our life based upon the physical needs, the physical pleasures. But there's more to us than just the physical part of us. I was talking with Mrs. Webster's class last week about what you're learning in science, about mixtures and solutions and two parts coming together to make one part. It's what the human person is. We can call ours a mixture, body and soul, the physical and the spiritual that comes together. And that we can't only care about the physical, because the spiritual is the most important. But Jesus was teaching them through the physical to get to the spiritual. And so he said, when he multiplied the bread, he said, "I can do whatever I want to with bread." And he walked on the water, he said, "I can do whatever I want to with my body." He's teaching them that his bread, the bread and the body, he has complete control over, and he can do whatever he wants. And what he wants is to feed us through his body, the Holy Eucharist. And this is what John chapter 6 is all about. And so we want to pray for a deeper understanding, but more than understanding, a deeper love, a true devotion to the Holy Eucharist. So as we do, when we come into the church and we genuflect, and we have all of our attention focused on the tabernacle, because when that candle, that red candle is lit, that reminds us that Jesus is here. And that he is the answer to every question that we have, every problem that we're going through, everything that we need. Jesus is there. And that's what he says, "You will never hunger and never thirst," in the spiritual way, that he is enough for you. Because this is what helps us get through the problems in life. And that's what was going on in the first reading. Yesterday we heard about St. Stephen, the first martyr, one of the early deacons of the church, one of the first disciples. All he was simply doing was talking about Jesus, and they killed him. The people didn't want to hear the name of Jesus, so he was persecuted. And that's a story throughout all of salvation history, that when people are trying to do good, they face trials, struggles, difficulties. I'm sure if I asked you if you've ever had a problem, if you've ever had a trouble, a trial, a difficulty, you would raise your hand, because everybody faces them. But what the scriptures teach us today is that God can use them for good. Not that he wants you to have a bad day, not that he wants you to have difficulties, but because we do, he can use it. Stephen was killed because of the faith. And so what happened is that the disciples were kind of scared, so they ran away. They were dispersed. They were scattered. And because they were scattered, now the name of Jesus was being spread throughout the whole world. The reason that we get to know about Jesus here in Florida 2,000 years later is because the early church went out and spread. They probably would not have gone out if it wasn't for the persecution, if it wasn't for the trials, if it wasn't for the difficulties. So for us, what does that mean? How do we make this real for us? How do we handle difficulties? We study really hard for a test, and we don't do as well as we would like. Do we just get mad and give up? Or do we study harder? Do we ask our friends and our teachers, our parents to help us? Do we allow that failure to help us to become stronger? Maybe we're playing sports. Maybe we practice really hard. We play really well, but we still lose a hard-fought game. Do we just give up? Or do we allow that passion to be better, to make us better? Do we take that loss, that difficulty, and let it be the food for us to get better, to be stronger, to be a better student, a better athlete, a better brother, a better sister, a better son, a better daughter? Do we allow the hard parts of our life to make us better? And this is what the Holy Eucharist can do for you. It's easy to just exist in the physical, just on the surface things, about what feels good, what's easy, what tastes good, what is good, and just to live on that level. But if we take time in quiet prayer every day and allow our hearts to have a conversation with Jesus, the spiritual part of us, if we stay quiet and just talk to the Lord and ask him when we come into the church and we're in his presence to say, "Fill me up, Lord. I'm hungry for something. I'm hungry for something more. Be enough for me. I'm going through a hard time. I'm fighting with my parents, or my parents are fighting all the time, or I'm having trouble in school, or I didn't make the team, or whatever's going on, whatever difficulties we're facing. Come to Jesus. He will fill you up. There might be a hard time in your life, but he will get you through it. This is the promise that Jesus gives us. And this is why the responsorial psalm, we could sing about going to the whole world and singing with joy. Because as Catholics, we know how the story ends. We know the promise and the power. We know about resurrection. We know that if we do the good things, we're going to heaven and we'll be with Jesus forever. So don't allow the difficulties, the hard days, to be discouraging. But let them be the catalyst that gets you closer to Jesus. And turn to him and trust him. And like the people said, "Jesus, give us this bread always." We come to Holy Mass, and in our prayers, we say to Jesus, "Fill me up. Satisfy me. Feed me with yourself, Lord. Give me the bread always." Amen.